Earth and Sky.
I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. In the summer of 2006, 14 healthy sea turtles were released into the surf on Cape Cod. These turtles, from populations listed as endangered or threatened, had been rescued after strandings on New England beaches the previous fall.
They'd spent the winter in local aquariums. Connie Marigo is the Marine Animal Rescue Program Coordinator at the New England Aquarium. She told Earth and Sky that five of the turtles were fitted with tags attached to their shells that let the turtles' locations be tracked by satellite. Marigo wants to learn about turtle migration routes. She wants to know how well the aquarium's rehabilitation methods are working.
Are these animals surviving, or are they going back out into the wild and within a month or a few months or weeks are they dying?
Marigo told us that the rehab turtles seemed to be doing well. Then suddenly the tags stopped transmitting. Still, Marigo said, she's not too concerned.
Maybe the turtles are spending a lot more time underwater, and when they come up, they're only coming up and sticking their nares out, not clearing the whole tag. The entire tag actually has to clear the water so the salt water switches will click on, and that's what tells the tag to send a message to the satellite.
To track turtles online, come to earthsky.org. Our thanks today to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.